I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are going to kick into a little breaking news here. And the breaking news is, what is the future of professional golf? PGA Tour agrees to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf. So where are we going with this? It is official. There was a press release. The biggest thing is the three big things that are the key points for this. The PGA Tour agreed to merge with LIV Golf, which is backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, an entity controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince.
Which the PGA just said was the worst thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, and now it appears, as you read into some of the stories, especially CNBC's, that the tour is now going to get more money into the kitty, I guess, from the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. So, Jeff, I think you said this best in break. I don't want to steal your words. That all players now, right?
Well,
your thoughts.
In theory, see, I'm sorry. I've read the press release. I can't tell you if it means that there's one tour. Sounds to me like there are three tours.
Okay. Let me go through the key points, and then let's break that down, three tours. The proposed merger comes after the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf have been embroiled in lawsuits regarding antitrust claims, so the deal will end all pending litigation.
Okay. Well, you chew on that.
Okay.
Text the word SHOUT, S-H-O-U-T, to 20357 by the end of the hour. You'll get registered to win a pair of tickets to see KISS End of the Road Tour. It's October 22nd, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Text and data rates may apply. Complete rules are available at 923thefan.com. SHOUT, S-H-O-U-T, to 20357 by the end of the hour.
Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Jeff, let's go back to the beginning. What are your initial thoughts when I tell you these two tours? And I'll just read the headline. PGA Tour agrees to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf.
Too much money on the line all the way around. And they were seeing that it wasn't going to go anywhere where anybody wanted it to, because LIV was handing out money like it was going out of style, which good for the guys who got the money. They weren't getting any eyeballs. They were in the world of golf backseat. Is that
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, no. It felt like there was a second tier.
I couldn't tell you when the next LIV Tour event is. I can tell you, I think Harold Varner III won the last LIV event. That's all I know. I've not paid attention to it. So LIV needs eyeballs.
You're probably in a very small percentile that knows that too.
What, that Harold won?
Unless you're totally into golf.
Because Harold's from Akron. PGA Tour's lost some key players, some really good players. Now, and the European Tour, same thing. What I haven't seen yet, and I want clarification on this before we go down this route. The way I read it, it still sounds like there are three tours. That there's not one tour. But it sounds like there are three tours. Maybe that's not the case. It's the way it read to me. Because it said PGA LIV Tour players can apply for reinstatement to the PGA Tour. All right, so that means if you have to apply, and it was at the end of the 2023 season, does that mean if they don't apply for reinstatement, there's still a LIV Tour that they're playing on? I don't know the answer to that. If it was in there, I missed it.
Right.
but it said they can apply for reinstatement. So what if they decide not to? No, you know what? I'm good. Well, I like having all my money. I like playing 54 holes, and I like showing up and making more money than I'd earn on the PGA Tour if I finished
in the top
10.
Maybe the PGA Tour learned things from Liv that they might want to discuss. You know, no longer playing for 4 days. Playing for 3 days is one. Maybe they like the team concept in some aspect.
Supposedly, that's in the press release. That's what they talk about, promoting the concept of team golf. Which, by the way, does that do anything for anybody?
No. You know what it reminds me of?
High school golf.
No, it reminds me of Bjorn Borg playing for the Cleveland Nets. Right?
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of. Yeah. Oh, that's right. We had Martina and Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg and Martina Navratilova.
Wow, man. Did the Nets win the championship?
I think we had Marty Reesen, too. Does that do anything for you?
No. We have Jack Purcell?
I don't think we did.
Was Jack even playing then? I don't think he was. Loved his shoes, though. I look at this. I think it's great for the game. We don't know what it is yet. Well, here's what's good.
But here's what's good for the game. It was getting destroyed.
We don't have any turmoil now.
Right.
There's no lawsuits left. So now they need to figure out a way to make everything back to where we talked about in the first segment.
How much money the majors come back.
At the majors, you could have everybody.
Well, but they still did. That hadn't kicked in yet, really. If you had qualified for the PGA, you went to the PGA. If you qualified for the Masters, you went to the Masters.
I give them credit for not going one way or another. I mean, they could have Masters could have went one way on this. Said, hey, we really don't want anybody from the LIV Tour. They could have said that. I could never see the Masters doing that. Of all the majors, I would find that difficult.
I forget the dollar figures involved. How much? Anybody recall how much Dustin Johnson received? Wasn't it like 200 or 300 million or something like that? It was something ridiculous. Phil Mickelson, I think, got 200 million, whatever. Do those guys now say, hey, fellas, look at my bank account. Now I'm back on your tour. I mean, wow.
Liv guaranteed him as much as 150 million for all Dustin Johnson.
So guaranteed him. Does he still get all that?
But listen to what he earned.
Yeah, I know.
He won their tournament outside of Boston in September, and he earned another $35.6 million in purses and bonuses during the first year of LIV. But he also lost his sponsorship deal with Adidas. They ended that after 15 years.
So they're now free agents, and they can go ahead and sign new contracts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder, Andy, all right, does Dustin Johnson keep his $150 million income back on tour? If so, boy, that was the easiest 2-year hiatus any guy could ever take, right?
I totally agree. I think it's good for the game if we don't have this turmoil. I think it's good for the game if the best players in the world have the opportunity to play against each other outside of the majors, although I could argue that it's kind of good that we only see these guys at the majors because it makes them the majors an all-star event.
Is it good that the PGA Tour, and again, I want details before we go too deep on anything, because we're just shooting from the hip on this. We don't know. We don't know how it's going to play out. You read a press release. What's that tell you? I don't know. But this, boy, those PGA guys sure were mad at the LIV guys for going and taking money from that evil Saudi Arabian Empire. And the things against humanity. And they took a stand like crazy. And now that doesn't matter?
I don't know. I wonder how the players, like, how much influence did the players have?
I don't know.
And where, who was, you know what else?
You know what had influence, Andy? Money. That's all that had an influence here. That's what it's all about is money.
So I don't know. Maybe this creates
where the money's coming from. Apparently not anymore.
I don't know. Maybe this gives you good guys and bad guys too on tour that might make it more marketable. I mean, how do you lean into it if you're professional golf? You get the good guys against the bad guys if that's how you want to place it.
If in fact they end up playing on one tour and one tour only, and if PGA guys are suddenly allowed to go to the LIV Tour as well, that's one aspect of this we're not talking about.
I just
what if all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute, this is all good now? Rory, Yeah, I'll come over. Where's my 150 mil? And Rory was the biggest, you know, opponent of the LIV. He was very vocal. He and Tiger.
Well, if you read,
where's Greg Norman in all this?
I was looking to see if Greg Norman said anything yet, because I'm just kind of scouring through Twitter here, and we'll get to. There's some reaction on Twitter too. We'll get to that in a moment. I don't see the LIV tour existing the way it. Like, I don't think we're ever going to talk about. It'll be former LIV. They're going to come up with a different name for it, Jeff. I don't see it. Like, I don't see that LIV tour name going anywhere.
Well, that's just in your gut, right?
It's in my gut, but don't you think there's a negative connotation towards LIV tour? Well, and without a TV, without a good TV deal for the first year, and, like, I don't think
well,
there's
they have
any...
one now.
Where are they? I don't even know.
CW.
Okay, like I said, like without a good
you mean like
TV
the NFL
deal?
Was on that little thing called Fox back
Big,
in the day.
Huge difference though, Jeff.
Back in the day,
huge difference.
Back in the day, Fox wasn't even in every market.
They figured out that's what made them a network. Do you think the CW was the CW suddenly going to become this gigantic?
No, but what
network?
All I'm saying is that they're over the air in the United States.
Yeah, I just don't think NFL and golf
are two different things.
Yes.
But over the air, they had a better, much better TV deal this year.
If I walked up to someone, like right now, the old Euclid Avenue test, I walked out there and go, hey, I want to go watch the LIV tour. Where is it?
Because it's a LIV tour. Nobody cares.
Okay.
NFL people care. You're going to figure out Fox.
You're arguing against yourself right now. Like,
no.
I agree with what you said.
What you said is they didn't have any kind of a TV deal. What's much better this year? Their second-year TV deal is much better than it was.
If you think that that's the way to go. I mean, they had streaming the year before.
Right. Well, they still do.
So, whatever. I just don't.
I mean, it's better than it was.
I see that whole notion of LIV kind of just fading away. It's better for the game if it does in some ways.
The way I read it, sounds like there are three tours. With crossover,
so break that down for me because I didn't.
If you have to reapply to join the PGA Tour, what if you don't?
Then you don't have anywhere to play.
Yes, you do.
Where are you going to play?
You're on the LIV Tour.
The LIV Tour is now with. Okay,
nowhere in the press release does it say they're combining into one tour. It doesn't say that.
Well, the headline is they're merging.
It says commercial. And what does commercial mean? Money. It ends all pending litigation. They got rid of that. Now, and again, Andy, this is why I don't like talking about this right now. We don't have the facts. Okay, we have a press release. Somebody explain it and tell me. Do we have three tours? Do we have two tours? Is the European tour combining with the LIV? We don't know that. So... All right, let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, I'll read the headline to you. You give me your reaction. PGA Tour agrees to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf, according to CNBC. And then the press release backs it up, says it's a done deal. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. We can do that. Plus Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com is going to join us. Then at 11:40, our Odyssey Sports baseball insider, Brett Boone, will be talking a little baseball with us. Browns players coming up from Berea. Why? Because it's mandatory. Mandatory minicamp underway right now in Berea. But the big news, apparently, in some way, shape, or form, still to be determined because they haven't really said, PGA Tour and LIV Golf merging. Now, does that mean we have one tour? Does it mean we have two tours because the European Tour, the DP Tour, is involved? Does it mean we have three tours LIV players can apply for reinstatement to the PGA Tour. Which, in my mind, if that's the case, what if they don't? Where are they playing? LIV Tour?
So, according to ESPN, then, it's the PGA Tour, the LIV Tour, and the DP Tour that you were talking about.
Yeah.
All three are now merging, according to this. So, and then there's also Jay Monahan.
Does that mean I can't go play in Budapest if I live in Budapest? I mean, if I'm a European Tour player, do I have to come to play in the PGA Tour then?
No.
Is that what that means?
No. I mean, how long have we had?
How can, if they're all merging? My guess is, Andy, they're not merging into one tour. See, we're left to sit here and guess right now, which I hate. Well, they'll tell us soon enough how many tours they're going to have. They're going to have one, they're going to have two, or they're going to have three.
Because well, remember, and then do you want to have a developmental tour? Do you have like a super tour?
Well, there are tons
tour,
of tours all over the world.
Right.
I don't know that people realize that because we're here in the States. We have, what, Korn Ferry Tour. We have PGA Tour.
But we look at those.
There's LIV. There's a Canadian Tour.
Right.
People know there's a Canadian Tour.
But the Canadian Open is the big one that the PGA Tour plays in.
Right, but there is a Canadian Tour.
Correct.
You know, there's...
But those are all looked at as essentially, and I'm not trying to belittle
Asian one, Tour, European Tour.
Are they looked at as...
Minor league? Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Except for maybe the European stuff. Like the European Tour...
It's really good,
yes.
But it's not the PGA. It's the European. They're two separate entities.
And isn't that what makes the majors great is, again, like I said before, that if you still have the LIV and you still have... Like the way it's set up now is that the majors become all-star events. But I'm sure... There are going to be events now around the world, maybe, is where we go, where we have a major that might be, maybe we go to five majors, right? Maybe there's one outside, well, I mean, outside of the British Open, somewhere else. Maybe we get a major in Asia. Maybe we get one in Africa. I'm saying that, to me, I think this helps. I also think, let's go back and figure out, you know, Jeff, why did the LIV Tour even start in the first place?
Money.
And frustrated players on PGA Tour.
Money.
Do you think the frustration had anything to do with it? A little bit.
No.
Zero.
No, because they didn't start it. They didn't start it. They bailed.
When Greg Norman first started talking about it, and guys started...
Greg's an employee.
Right. But he started talking about the issues they were having on PGA Tour.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
CNBC is obviously in, and this is great, in cahoots with this.
Right.
Because A, they broke the story, and then the two guys who are going to run the thing, the PGA Tour commissioner and the Saudi Arabian guy, are in their studio. Okay, so this was all planned. Everybody else is playing catch up. ESPN had nothing going on. Mark Schlabaugh, who's their golf writer, has a story out now. And he says, his third paragraph says, the landmark deal was reached without knowledge of many PGA Tour members and LIV golf players and agents, said one PGA Tour player when reached by ESPN on Tuesday. In other words, he called somebody.
Right.
The quote was, no, a word that starts with an F, way.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that at all. That I like, it's not like the PGA Tour players... Is there, pardon my ignorance, is there a PGA Tour Players Association? Not that I've ever talked about.
Well, they have a group text.
Okay, good.
Does that count?
Is there a 401k in that group text?
I don't think
text?
There is.
Okay, I want to make sure.
They have a group text.
Dan, you were monitoring Twitter just a little bit, and I know I'll give you another second because I don't think you're on it still, but I just... What were you seeing on Twitter from some of the active players?
I mean, we're scrambling all over just trying to get to the bottom of all of these different things that are taking place. This, again, we're kind of, you know, the PGA Tour has been notorious for leaking things early, and this is the first time in a long time that nothing got leaked. This just kind of blew up, and so everybody's in a bit of a scramble. So,
can I give a little clarification from the ESPN guy?
Sure, buddy.
And this is what we had just talked about. Still to be determined. How guys like Koepka and Dustin Johnson and the other guys who defected to the LIV Tour can rejoin the PGA Tour after this year. Still to be determined. Also unclear what form LIV Golf takes in 2024. So questions abound, apparently. And that's okay. They'll figure it out.
If,
and you know what you're going to have, Andy? a much more well-financed PGA Tour with a lot more money involved. That's what this is going to end up being. Hey, all of a sudden we have teams on the PGA Tour. Okay, great.
It does sound like, and according to the release, that team concept will now have a...
They seem to like it.
Yeah, so that's probably going to happen. And then, you know, according to that, it's a new professional, a pro golf league. And it also appears that the nonprofit, that status is going to dissipate.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson has already tweeted out that it is an awesome day today with a smiley face. Brooks Koepka's taking some victory laps on some people who have said some things on Twitter. You know, that's kind of what's going on here. I wonder, guys, and maybe I'm incorrect on this one and just speculating, kind of like we all are, but the things that LIV Golf did well was when they took those big-name guys and they went to Australia, and there were lines of people there like it was a major of people who came to see these events take place. And I wonder, in those kind of events, if that's where the LIV side of this really shows up in the team concept as well. But I wonder if we start seeing a PGA Tour, gentlemen, and this may interest you, that goes around the world instead of being around the United States. And maybe a little in Mexico.
But you've always had that. You've kind of had the right to do that.
Yeah.
Just no one ever did it because.
Right. Tiger did. Tiger played worldwide.
Yeah.
Right. Tiger would play in Japan.
And don't you think the majority of. And you would always see the great players who normally played here go overseas when the purse was gigantic. And they were guaranteed money to go overseas.
The Saudis. Right. And those Saudi tournaments.
Japan,
that's when that
too,
would take place.
Right? Japan would have that every once in a while, too. You'd see, like, gigantic purse, so guy goes plays over there. Especially, like, you know, towards the end of the season, after the majors. You would see that all the time. I mean, so...
Does it take on more of a tennis look?
That's a fair comparison. Is that good or bad, though?
I don't know. What are the majors in tennis? Wimbledon, French...
U.S.
U.S.
Australian.
And Australian.
Australian.
Yeah. Right. So maybe it takes on more of that kind of a look.
Well, you better believe NBC is going to be involved, right?
There's been no mention.
Oh, NBC.
Through
looks,
the roof, right?
NBC is bought in.
They're a big winner today. CNBC
keep,
is.
Keep this in mind. PGA did not, the players and all the talk about where this money was coming from. Wasn't good, right? Wasn't flattering.
That doesn't seem to matter now, does
doesn't
it?
Doesn't seem to matter now.
No. I don't know. Does that make you lose respect for these guys? Or?
No, Andy. It
sounds to me like whoever answered ESPN's anonymous tweets probably taken aback by this.
Well,
especially for guys that didn't jump.
Yeah.
Like, if I was I'd be super upset if I was one of those guys that didn't jump. That, yeah. They're the ones that should be.
Wait, I didn't get my 150 mil? Because,
but they showed
because what, I was backing the PGA Tour,
yeah,
and now you've sold out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, those guys are high and dry.
You would, well.
I don't know
unless,
why.
Unless.
There's some kind of compensation package
unless
for them?
The LIV Tour is going to say, everybody on tour, here, have 100 mil. Think that's happening? I don't.
Especially if you stood your ground ethically for not wanting to be a part of it then, why would you want to be a part of it now?
Again, I don't. We don't know details. I certainly don't, sitting here in Cleveland, Ohio. If you're Rory McIlroy, do you feel like you've just been completely thrown out? Like, wait a minute. I was defending you, and now you've sold out? And I get nothing? I get the right to continue to go play on tour and make a living? Well, Brooks Koepka is going to come back with $100 million in his bank account. Phil Mickelson's coming, and Phil can't
you've
play anymore.
You said this
with yeah. 200 mil.
So here's the
wow.
You've
thanks,
said this plenty
thanks,
of times.
Jay.
You are an individual team, right? And you've got to go out and get money any way you can.
The only thing
that's
that
how you survive,
without question. And that's Andy. That's why. And he was on the afternoon show. Dustin and
right.
Jonathan were out at Good Park with Harold Varner III,
right?
Who went to LIV. Harold was the one guy who was bold enough, honest enough to say, are you kidding? We went for the money. These other LIV guys who were saying it wasn't about money, they're nuts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
He was honest. We went for money. Are you kidding? Why? He said, because I got to feed my family. I got to take care of my family. They're going to offer me all this money. Are you kidding? What happens if, you know, somebody messes up their back? Tiger Woods. Just happened to be Tiger. He already had plenty of cash and plenty of cachet.
Right.
You know, what if it's a good young player who doesn't have that? He gets hurt. All of a sudden, he's hoping to get a job at Good Park as the club pro. It's interesting. Very interesting.
All right, we will continue this story as it develops throughout the day. LIV and PGA Tour are now going to merge, and the DP World Tour as well.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and we'll as we get more details, we'll explain throughout the day how that is going to play out. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com joins us next, and then we'll also have Brett Boone at 11:40. Plus, we will go live to Berea a little bit later in the show as there is mandatory minicamp in Berea. We'll have that for you. 216-474-0092.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.